Mad World Europe is your best learning and professional development opportunity of the year. The conference debuts this September in Prague, Czech Republic, and features industry thought leaders from organizations such as Visa, Nestle, and TCOM. Full schedule and event details can be found at www.madcapsoftware.com.
This is the Chairleaf Podcast.
Hello. In this episode, we're going to look at UX writing. In a previous episode, we talked about the trend in seeing technical writing in some situations being perceived as similar or the same as technical copywriting. And that led to us putting together a training course on technical copywriting. In the feedback we got from the course outline when we sent it out asking for people to give their comments, one comment that we did get back from a number of people was that they wanted to learn about user interface text and microcopy. And that's because there is also, along with this trend towards seeing technical writing as part of the world of copywriting, in some situations, it's also seen as part of the user experience design and user experience writing, or UX writing. So we need to start off by defining what we mean by UX writing. And there's a number of ways that we can do that. One is to use the definition that Google uses in defining the job role that they have of a UX writer. And the way that they define it is, UX writers advocate for Google design and help shape product experiences by crafting copy that helps users complete the task at hand. They set the tone for content and drive cohesive product narratives across multiple platforms and touchpoints. They go on to say, as our resident wordsmiths, they work with a variety of UX design-related jobs, including researchers, product managers, engineers, marketing, and customer operations to help establish connective language and a unified voice. Andrew Schmidt of Slack has described it as the way in which we communicate transactional experiences. Nick Babich of UX Planet doesn't call it UX writing, he calls it microcopy. And he defines microcopy as the term for the small bits of copy in an app's interface that helps users do stuff. He also wrote, what not many people recognize is that microcopy does more than help users accomplish goals. So UX writing and what you might call UI help text, user interface help text, has a purpose, and from these descriptions we can glean what that purpose is, and that is to help people understand what information they need to provide an application for it to carry on doing its task, where they can find information within an application, and also how to make a decision. If we go back to the Google definition, the purpose of UI help text is to help users complete the task at hand, to preempt problems, to give advice on which field entries are valid or not, and two others which aren't necessarily common or familiar to people from a technical writing or technical communication background. Those being to provide a cohesive product narrative, and linked to that, to provide a unified voice. So UI text is combining with other elements within the user experience. So in terms of deliverables, UI writing or UX writing can cover a number of different things. Let me give you some examples. It could be help text, embedded help. It could be error messages. It could be success messages. You could see it as including the labels on fields, button labels, text in dialog screens, and also the onboarding information, the emails that go out to welcome somebody when they sign up, giving them information on how to download an application, and also including interactive user assistance, wizards, tutorials, and giving people information when something happens. So from that, you can see that the boundaries between other types of writing and other roles within an organization start to overlap, can get blurred. Some of this might be perceived within an organization as the role of the product designer, as part of the UX designer, part of the developer's role, the programmer's role. And equally, some of this, such as the onboarding messages, might be seen as part of training or part of marketing communications. So how does this differ from traditional technical writing and embedded help? Probably the biggest change or difference is that the tone can be different, because part of the goal of user experience text, UI text, is to avoid people getting stuck. Technical communication, technical writing, tends to come into play when somebody has a problem. They've wanted to do something and they haven't been able to achieve it. But UI text is there to preempt these problems, to make the user experience, the customer journey, as smooth as possible, as enjoyable as possible. So the tone can be more conversational. Now, users are still motivated to take action. They want to do things. So the goal is still to enable them to achieve tasks. So we could see microcopy as essentially a dialogue. A consequence of that it must include or must represent the voice of the organization, the voice that's been communicated in the marketing copy before they've decided to use the application. So you could see it as content strategy, user experience, plus the words, the copywriting. Other differences that there might be between it and traditional technical writing is that it's done within a restricted area, that there's a limited amount of space available for the content to go. It may be possible only to write one sentence. It may be without any contextual information giving you navigation to more information. It may be purely online, that there's no option to print this content. So in planning these types of projects, there needs to be consideration of the product and the company's core values, its brand messages. There needs to be planning out and sketching of the user flows, the user experience, the customer journey as people go through the application, and decisions on what information to put where. Now, it may be that those aspects are done by a design team, and then as the writer, that you are told where and when to put the information, or it may be seen as the one person or the one team doing both of those activities. This means that the technical writing team or writer and then the editors that are involved to be part of the design process. They need to work on the text early in planning rather than at the end after the rest of the product has been developed. In fact, what Microsoft say in their design manuals and design guides for how to write applications is that you need to have the text written early, because the text can often reveal design problems. If there are issues in writing the text, then it can often be because there's a problem in the design. In some design schools or ideas or philosophies of planning and designing applications, you design your product using wireframes and there's no content in the design. You have dummy text, lorem ipsum, or just Greek text to represent where the content will go, and the content is written at a later stage, once the visual design, once the flows from one screen to the next have been pinned down. The idea of copy-first UX writing is that, as the name implies, you write the copy first, and you'd use that as the basis of designing the workflow, the customer journey that there is for the users, that there is for the product. The idea being that this reveals limitations and issues in the usability of the product more than using the visual aspect of wireframes. For organizations that are taking up a copy-first UX writing method, then there's the opportunity to, for the technical communicator, if they're involved in writing this UI text, this microcopy text, to get in at the early stages of product design and make sure that the help content, the support content, the UI text is correct, and that the whole experience of supporting users when they get stuck, preventing users when they get stuck is considered from the beginning of the design process. So what does this mean for technical communicators? Is there an opportunity for technical communicators to do this type of writing? If more and more content is put into the user interface, does this minimize the amount of work and opportunities for technical authors, technical communicators, if they're seen only as the people that write manuals and not the people that write user interface text? Well, there are many skills that technical communicators have that are mappable to this type of work. However, there are some differences. One argument is that technical communicators write for clarity and accuracy, that they don't necessarily, when writing, consider or plan or write for the user experience. So it may well be that as a technical communicator, if you want to get into this type of work, you may need to improve your skills and get training to be capable of doing this type of work. Another area where technical communicators might need to adapt and improve their skills is often UX teams come from a background in usability research. Often they have done an academic course, and that skill in doing usability testing, doing user research, isn't common to every technical writer. The tradition within technical writing, particularly with paper content, is it's not been possible to do a great deal of usability testing of the documentation. So this may well be a skill that technical communicators need to build and develop in the future. If we see more content migrating from help and migrating from knowledge bases and user manuals into the user interface, and if the writing role becomes seen more of a UX content. Another aspect or another consideration, if you wanted to do this work, is another implication of the growth of this area, is that it really involves close teamwork between the writer and the design or development team. The UX writers or the UI writers need to work with the designers. They need to be partners with the design team. They need to be able, when writing text and positioning it, there needs to be a justification and explanation as to what choices have been made in terms of the words that have been used and where they appear and when they appear. So finally, that leaves the question, what should go into a training course on how to write UX copy? So after the break, we'll finish up by looking at that.
Madcap Flare offers cutting-edge technical authoring and publishing capabilities for today's technical writers and content developers, with advanced features to maximize authoring efficiency, content reuse, and multi-channel publishing. By combining Madcap Central's cloud-based collaboration, publishing, and content management functionality, authors can improve content quality, gain greater insight into tasks and production schedules, work collaboratively with teams, host content, and automate processes. Madcap Flare and Madcap Central, combining the power of desktop authoring with cloud-based collaboration, publishing, and content management. Learn more at www.madcapsoftware.com.
Welcome back. We looked around the web to see if there were any courses in writing UI copy, UX writing. And we struggled to find anything. There were general courses on user experience, in which writing was part of that, but it tended to be courses around design. There was one course on UX writing, and in that it covered voice and tone, communicating core values, more on tone, sketching user flows, doing content audits, and a little bit on writing and testing, some writing basics, a little bit on reducing ambiguity, guiding users, and testing. So we saw this as an opportunity to write a course that would be suitable for technical writers, technical communicators who have some experience and want to migrate into this area, and also other people that are involved and responsible for writing. As with the work that we've been doing on creating a technical copywriting course, we decided to put up an outline of the type of topics that we felt should go into a course like this, and ask people to add any comments. Were there sections or topics that really weren't needed? Were there sections, topics that should be covered that we'd missed out? And we've had some great feedback so far. It's available as a document on Google Docs. And if you contact us, info@cherryleaf.com, we can send you a link to it. You can have a look at it. You can see what comments have been made so far. You can add comments yourself. At the time of recording, what we have in the course are these topics: an introductory section on what is UX, UI and microcopywriting, some examples of those, looking at examples of help text and error messages and success messages, onboarding, what's this help, aspects like that, the purpose of the help, what it's there to do, the components of the process of writing this type of copy, stages that happen to get that content created and published, the type of skills, the limitations when writing UI text, the tools and technology for creating the text, a bit on planning and managing, which covers researching as well, collaborating with developers and designers, some guidance on writing, testing and troubleshooting, and standards. Standards that have been published by companies such as Google and Microsoft. And finally, a section on writing for a global audience and for localization. So these are the topics at the moment that are penciled in for the next stage of writing that actual content. But if you think that there should be other sections, then you can contact us, get the link, and then add your comments to the many that we've received so far. And let us know what you think should also be covered in a course like this. So that's it for this episode. I suspect we'll be coming back and looking at UX writing and microcopy in future podcasts. If you've got any thoughts on this topic, then do share them with us, info@cherryleaf.com. In this episode, have we missed anything out, anything glaring? Have you got a view on this subject? And we love feedback for the types of topics that you would like us to cover in our podcast. So, thank you for listening.